Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, May 29, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, everyone, and a huge happy Memorial Day weekend to everyone, and a big thanks to all of our veterans. Thank you for all that you did and all that you sacrificed for us. As a son of a Army veteran, that means the world to me, and so we just cannot ever thank you veterans enough. Don't you agree, Ed?
I agree 100%, and as you said, I'm the son of a Korean soldier, my father, and he fought very hard in the war for 2 years. And also, I think I should always, of course, it's due to my history, I want to include police officers, because
Absolutely.
That's a war that also happens every single day. And these guys and these women, they have some times of downtime, but they have a lot of action times that they're putting their life on the line, very equal to a soldier in the war.
I can't imagine. I mean, technically, you never know if you're coming home when you go to work. I mean, we're not guaranteed another day. You and I both know that. And the older you get, the more you realize that. But I can't imagine, I really can't, you've done it, but going to work where my life is literally at risk every single day. So a huge thank you to all of our law enforcement officers, and they've gotten such a bad, undeserved rap over the last 2 years, and it just kills me. I mean, it's not fair to them.
No, and it kind of reminds me of the times when the Vietnam era and the soldiers would come back to people protesting them, and that is despicable. For one, you can disagree perhaps with the policies, but these are human souls who have put their life on the line for other human souls.
Like my dad in Vietnam, he was not responsible for the politics.
No,
not at all. He was doing his duty to which he was called.
Yep, absolutely. And I was married during the time when I was a police officer, and I was younger, of course, and I had less fear, because when you're young, you just seem like you're more Superman-like. And I had the bulletproof vest, and I had the gun and the badge. Well, I didn't think anything would happen. But you know what? Every pilot who gets in a small plane, we can't think it's going to happen, but their life is risky to live. But it's higher risk when you are carrying a gun and you're protecting the innocent against some of the people who are harmful people. And even, you know, just fluke accidents happen that, you know, you're standing on the side of the road giving a ticket and a car hits you. It is a very risky job, and I just think they're all heroes, all the men and women.
And over the amen. And over the last couple of years, I keep thinking when they say defund, defund, defund. Mm-hmm. Okay, when you need them, who are you going to call? If you don't trust them, who do you call?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they have an answer for that.
Nope. And I will say, there are always bad apples in every batch. There are police officers.
That's human nature, right?
Yes. There's not a field around, including your field, my field, any field of work, that there's not people who are going to take advantage of others for their own egos or self-benefit.
And that is worldwide in all walks of life. It doesn't matter your gender or your race. There are good and bad people. I mean, that's such a basic idea, but people forget.
And I will have to say, I really believe that, and I like the fact I was in the golden era of policing, which means no cameras. I just have to say, because we could, as honest gentlemen and ladies, do what we needed to do without fear, and we just did what we felt was the right thing. But I will say that the cameras have made people and police officers more unwilling to be stupid, I guess I will say, because they know they're going to get caught. So I'm actually saying that I think that there was more abuse back in the non-camera days than there are now. Far more. It's just that now it's like every small plane that crashes makes headlines. So every person who smacks someone that looks unfair on the camera is being highlighted. And it's simply 90% of the time, I would guess, it was valid and what they did was appropriate. It may not look it on the film.
Well, you know, I don't know about you, but I can still remember a couple of experiences getting pulled over as a kid from, you know, 18 to 20, where I think I was unfairly treated. But you know what? I was taught both in school. When you said golden era, I thought you were going to say this. In school and by my parents, be respectful to law enforcement. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You obey. You do what they tell you to do. You do it quickly. And you do not resist. I mean, that's just the way I was raised. It's not the same anymore.
No, it's not.
And when you do that, you know what? They can be a jerk to you, but they calm down. I mean, that's what I found as a kid.
Yes, yes. Now, you know, if someone steps on my rights, it infuriates me. And I would be more vocal today if someone actually did that. But it's not that common. It just isn't. No.
Thank goodness. People
are out there looking for a fight on every avenue, including COVID and police and this and that. You know what? I have a great friend, Brian, and he's been my lifelong friend, my workout partner. All my life, he said this same thing. When we talk about maybe a little conflict or a little disturbance between people at the gym or in business or in family, and he always follows this. He says, you know what? I always make the decision to take the high road. Always take the high road. You'll never, ever regret it. And that has been great advice because I get caught so often in taking a low road. I just spark. I react instead of respond. I don't think before a word comes out. Hopefully getting better with age. But it's so easy to not take the high road in that moment. But every time I have, I've been grateful for it down the road. Take the high road, even if you don't feel like it. You can always go back and be more sparky and more direct an hour later. But initially, take the freaking high road, you know?
Absolutely. You know, like I've taught my kids, I've made mistakes so many times. I've learned this. You can't take anything you say back. You just can't unsay anything. Mm-hmm. You can't really undo anything either from what you're saying. But tempers are so volatile nowadays. People's feelings are so easily hurt, whether that be, I mean, it's mostly the political climate, I would say. And I don't remember if I said this on the air, but I won't give the whole story. But, you know, wearing one of my somewhat right-wing shirts on vacation and finally had one negative bystander. Mm-hmm. This person decided to make a big scene out of it. You know, I just was able to remain calm, keep my hands at my side, and eventually he went away. You know, but it's, do you want to do something and speak your mind? Absolutely. But when people are that volatile, mm-hmm. it's better, like you say, take the high road. They'll eventually go away, probably.
Absolutely. And it is inner work that we all have to do for ourselves. It's not easy. It isn't. And, you know, words to me are just like toothpaste. You go home and you squirt your toothpaste out and you get too much out of your tube. Are you going to put it back in the container? No, it doesn't go back in. It's always going to be left out. So those are the words that I've been sometimes regretting that I said. And I try to be more thoughtful of that before I react instead of respond.
Absolutely. But as a counterpoint, you know, a good educated discussion and debate on political or religious topics is fun. I mean, I enjoy that. My patients and I do that. We've had so many good talks with all the political climate this past week. Wonderful talks in the office. We have a great time and it's all educational. I say this every week, but I wish more people could do that. Quit getting so bent out of shape over these things.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And, you know, I'm not going to talk on this segment much about COVID or not much on the others, but I do want to bring it up. The one thing I do want to say is in this same avenue of conversation that we're having, I think there's a lot of weaponized public health propaganda. There's no doubt regarding
for
COVID.
Sure.
So I'm passing down Interstate 24 2 days ago, and I look over, and this huge billboard, the biggest that you can get, says 1,465 local COVID hospitalizations, 1,200 not vaccinated. That is not fair. And why do I say that? Because what if I put up many of the other pieces of information, like this one, emergency calls for cardiac arrest increased more than 25% for people 16 to 39 years old from January to May 21 and May 22. And so that's because they're implying it's the COVID shot because nothing else has changed except vaccinations. Well, they're not going to let me put that sign up.
So
I can't counter it with any real debate or real studies or real words. So it's not fair.
No, it's not fair. But I'm reminded of what a statistics professor said at some point in my schooling, that you can make statistics say whatever you want. And you can. You can with all of this. You can spin it any way you want and make them say what you want. And people are doing that, you're right, for political purposes. Mm-hmm. And it's just flat out wrong. I do want to say, People need to know there is a new emergency use authorization antiviral for COVID. And my little spouse, unfortunately, had COVID. It worked great for her, but it's called Paxlovid, I think Paxlovid. So if anyone out there is listening and has COVID and you want to contact your provider and ask about that, it comes in a very easy dose pack. And get this, it's free. Apparently, now this is something maybe Biden paid for me. So I don't really know who paid for it. I'm assuming the taxpayer, you know, but it is actually free for people that have COVID, which is interesting and good news.
Interesting, good news, and not so good news, because there is a payday for all free goodies, and we're going to enter a stage of recession and inflation that is moderately, at least 50% based on all the free giveaways.
And you know me, I mean people that listen know I am not a fan of Build Back Better or anything like that, and I know it has horribly worsened our deficit. So, you know, I just said that with tongue-in-cheek, people, so I really don't believe that the free is necessarily the best, but it is still accurate news currently.
Yes, it is. I just wish that we could be more accurate with our side of the news with some freedom, and we just simply can't do it. But we can in other special ways that we can, like we're doing now. We're talking about it, so at least we get to talk about it.
Well, absolutely.
And there was, you know, you and I remember a time where we had to be a lot more cautious because of the fear of retaliation. And we still were open with our words. We never have held back. But I do feel a little bit of easing going on. I don't feel as restricted as before. And again, you know, we look at the social media restrictions that I've had. I mean, they say I'm lifelong banned from promoting anything off of...
You're out of Facebook, right?
Yes. And it doesn't seem there's going to be an end until I die. So if I...
Well, maybe they'll let you back on posthumously.
There you go.
And so I'll make a post for you. If I'm still alive, I'll do it for you, Ed.
All right. That'll be fun.
You know, and I can't say for you, I held back a lot. I mean, over and over and over I held back. And... you know, I think it's the best thing to do, because you cannot, again, unsay anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm careful with my words. I try to be. I'm not always, not perfect, but I'm careful to meter out the information that I'm comfortable with. And maybe that's wrong, maybe that's right, but I'm not Joe Rogan. So love you, Joe. But, you know, I'm going to let Jesse Waters, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Bill O'Reilly, everybody else, you get out there and preach it. But you're also paid for your position.
Exactly. And I have some protection because of
yes,
that.
Yeah.
But you've been very diplomatic. I don't know how anyone could. They certainly can disagree with you, and certainly my words also. But you've never crossed the line of being obnoxious.
And
never,
I don't mind if someone disagrees with me. I'm not going to take it that personally, and neither do you.
Yeah. Unless we get attacked for it on a personal basis because we're evil and that we should be banned, like we did once or twice. You know, we got into
that's true.
But that all passed.
You know, honestly, the people that do that, I feel sorry for them.
Absolutely.
If all you have is vitriol and hatred, I feel sorry for you. You know, tell me what you believe, but don't hate.
That's so unhealthy, much more than cigarettes are. All right, my friend, it is time to take a break. We come back, got a bunch of points to make, talk about my TikTok, talk about working out, and of course some COVID conversation, not a whole lot, as because that is winding down a little bit, thank goodness. So more to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for racing talk radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at optimizeyouchattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Want to mention, I know thanks to you, we did the lung bus again the second time. Dr. Hedrick, amazing, nice, such a kind individual, packed out. And I'm telling you, I knew a lot about what this lung bus did, but I didn't have the full picture until I started seeing clients that came in. And then we, of course, people at Nutrition World, you know, we have 200 to 300 people a day. A lot of them share their real inside stories with me. And the amount of information that they got for almost nothing is unlike anything I've ever heard, from the calcium score to even down to thyroid health and hernias. And of course, the lung itself, looking at if there's if there is cancer in it, which is very curable in the early stages, I will say.
I wonder how many they caught that day.
I wonder how many. I don't know. But I can tell you that I know that some came out thrilled to death and some came out with some work to do. So it's going to save some people. And so thank you, Dr. Green, for hooking me up and helping me to connect with Dr. Hedrick. I do want to say the Chattanooga Fitness Expo is going to be this upcoming Saturday. Mm. And that is sponsored by the Vascular Institute Studio and Whitfield Media. And it's going to be at the Embassy Suites. And it's ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
And they have opened up some more tickets, both general admission, I think, producer, illustrious producer, Sean Whitfield said, and VIP as well. So
sweet.
If you want one, look for it online right now.
Yep, and it's on their Facebook, Vital Health Radio Facebook, if you want more information. You know, I've been toying with, just as a less young gentleman as I am, getting in. And if you asked me 3 days ago if I were going to do this, I would have said, no, I'm having my hip, I have flare-ups on it. We're still working on it. But as of today, which is 6 days out, I'm going to kind of say yes. And we'll see what the week brings.
Well, I'll be cheering for you. I'll be sitting down there eating.
Well, you bring me some painkillers, maybe. I'll have my tequila for Saturday night painkiller anyway.
Well, I think they have a bar there. I probably do. You can probably go have something after the show.
The issue is, you know, I'll be there Saturday morning for the pre-judging, and I certainly won't be drinking in the morning, so we'll see.
I won't be either, so I can drive you home if you need.
You know, I've said this many times. My middle name, when I got divorced, I decided I'd use the middle name No for most of my life. If anything was uncomfortable, anything was new, anything was strange, no, I don't want to do that, and I'd make an excuse for it. We all can do that. And I was awful at it. Well, I decided after divorce, hey, I'm in the fourth quarter of this life. Don't know how much longer I'm going to live, and none of us do. And I'm going to say yes, unless it's risky to hurt someone else or myself. Well, what risk do I have other than ego risk to walk on stage at 65, almost years old, and to hit a couple shots on stage? I'm not bragging. I'm not going to. This is not an ego trip. It's simply kind of an example of, you know, my years of working out.
Well, as Ferris Bueller once said, Ed, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. And you're not missing it.
I'm not missing it. I could fill a book with my personal stories. I heard one of my, I read a lot, and I delve into the kind of the spiritual journey and things. But I heard the other day on a recording from someone about an ancient sage that would.
Other than Ferris Bueller?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And he lived the last half of his life with this image in his mind. And at first, when you hear this, you're going to think, that is really sick, maybe, or that's sad. But when you really delve into it, I really have embraced this. He lived the last half of his life imagining that there was this very huge, heavy sword that was hanging above his head that was attached to only spider webs. And so every day he lived, it was living for that moment, because that sword could fall from those spider webs and he would be gone instantly. And it's kind of cool, because some of the ancient sayings have said, keep death on your shoulder. Because if we think we're going to have plenty of time, we don't regard this moment as that important. When we think tomorrow could be the last day, hey, I'm going to tell my daughter I love her. I'm going to make sure that I do try to think before I let bad words out of my mouth that cannot be retrieved. You can't unring a bell, and you can't undo the words that came out. And thinking I have 30 more years is a curse to me. I don't want to live that way. Even though it sounds cool, I've turned the corner, and I just don't. So there's my weirdness for the moment.
No, that's not weird at all. I mean, it's very good advice.
On Facebook, Vital Health Radio, I posted a really cool study. This guy, Dr. Greger, who I agree and I don't agree with, but I just because I don't agree with some things, do I throw him down the commode? No, I don't. I still look at him every third or fourth day because he also has some wisdom. And, you know, I love turmeric and curcumin, and there's so many good studies on it. But what he did, and he's skeptical of supplements. This guy is not a Mr. He's not Dr. McCullough. But they did a study on turmeric for arsenic exposure. And a lot of us have these metals and these heavy chemicals in us just from life because of soils and this and air. And I was shocked. He said that it actually decreased the arsenic to a level of practically zero if you took it for a long-term basis. And so
interesting. Well, that's one of the things I try to take every day.
Arsenic? You're trying to take arsenic every day?
Well, yeah. You know, I was poisoned. the turmeric. I do enjoy that, along with my NAC.
Yes, yes, and yes. And NAC is looking pretty safe by the FDA at this point. There's a lot of hidden agendas going on. I will say that Dick Durbin is a scoundrel. Dick Durbin has tried for 20 years to pretty much put me out of business. He has a wife who is a pharmaceutical rep. He has an agenda to promote pharmaceuticals to a very unfair level, and he's trying to pass a bill right now that could put me out of business if it passes, and it's about 50% chance it will. And what that will do is you cannot regulate nutrients as drugs. You simply can't, because it's a different compound. It works synergistically with hundreds of other things. You can't isolate one compound like you can a drug. You can take one molecule, see what the body does with it, see the side effects. No, nutrients have 1,000 phytochemicals in it. You cannot isolate it and do it. So Dick Durbin is
maybe we should peacefully contact his office and write him some opinions.
Well, I'm going to post it back on Nutrition World's Facebook, where we can do that. We have the link to do that. And also, I'm just scrolling down on Facebook, Vital Health Radio. Dr. Hedrick and I, we had a picture made together based on the lung day. He is, I have to give him such credit. He's just such a cool, cool guy.
Yeah, he's not your typical heart surgeon, I will give him that.
So yeah.
For cardiothoracic surgeons, he's a really nice guy. So, not that all the rest of you aren't, but I mean, I just really like him.
I know. Personality-wise, he's amazing. Yeah. And Katie and I did go on 3 Plus U with Julie on the TV. We have not done that since COVID started because the people on TV stations have a little bit of insanity regarding COVID. So, but we're
you
back
don't say.
On. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so we were on and we just had a really good time. It's on Facebook, Vital Health Radio, if you wanted to look at what we did and listen. It's only
Ed, you do get around. Oh, I wish I had as much time to move around. I'm just stuck inside my office.
Get around is
I'm jealous.
My other middle name.
Yes, and get around. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I'm sometimes jealous of all the stuff you get to do, but I'm doing my job.
You are. You are. And I love most of the things I do. I wear myself out. I don't sleep quite enough. I don't manage my personal time enough. But I'm doing better at it, and I am going to continue to improve on that. I just know that that's a necessary part of growing older gracefully, because that's what happens if we do all the wrong things. Father Time is already going to take us down, but it's going to do it far more aggressively if we don't manage our own mental, spiritual, and physical and nutritional self. And
absolutely,
that's an ongoing.
Yes.
Then that's an ongoing job. This is not like I'm going to eat a thing of broccoli this tomorrow and I'll be fine, or I'm going to the gym one time next week. No, it's a very, very disciplined action. Not living in a cave, but doing 80% of your life needs to be pointed to the positive. 20% you can probably do, and like I do, I drink tequila. But I don't do anything else really wrong, except I just need more rest. But that's all right. That's all right. You know, my TikTok, about 2.4 million views. I talked about a protein on there yesterday that is made from animal glandulars. And I have found it
Which
to
glandulars?
Be about 7 of them, from heart to spleen to kidney to liver. And it's tested to have no antibiotics, very clean. It's called paleo protein. And I was very skeptical. I mean, I am a huge believer of the ancients, that, you know, when the soldiers of the old days, 500 years, 1,000 years ago, would go fight battles where they had to do very, very masculine things. Well, they would eat the testicles of an animal that would just been killed, because it does raise their testosterone, only temporarily, but it does. But that we do know in our world of holistic medicine that one gland supports another gland of a if it's healthy enough, supports, doesn't mean treat, but it makes, like, a kidney could make a person's kidney a little better because of the system of how all that works, if it's done properly. So this protein powder tastes phenomenal and it works great, and I never get gas. I am sold on this freaking protein. And I'm convinced of its safety and purity, or I would not do that.
Well, you do find some stuff. I just do whey protein.
Well, I'm the self-appointed guinea pig of Chattanooga, so there's practically not one crazy thing I haven't done.
That's true enough. I'll give you that.
On June 20th, we do have a lecture on natural heartburn relief. And it's so crazy because I'm actually having a momentary heartburn right this second. My mental state is just, it's pretty strong to kind of send messages to the wrong place. So June 20th, sign up. It's going to be phenomenal. There are reasons, big reasons, to not stay on these drugs long, long term. These drugs are amazing for short run use, and actually the FDA says, you know, they should only be used for a short time.
Now, let me give a counterpoint to that,
okay,
though. So if you do have acid reflux and you treat short term, not long term, you're also at high risk of Barrett's esophagitis, then Barrett's esophagus, then esophageal cancer. So there are truly dangerous consequences of not treating.
Absolutely. And there's a risk. Again, everything's risk against benefit.
And you have to decide for yourself, which one do you want to risk?
You do that, but you do that by putting together a team that you trust. And that team can have differing opinions, and then you make that decision.
Yeah, and that's one I make for myself. I do have treated GERD, and my choice was, I know I have GERD, 100% sure. I know I need to treat that, 100% sure. I don't know if I'm going to get the consequences of long-term treatment, so I'm taking that chance. It's my choice.
Yes, absolutely. Like I do with you know, I've done some painkillers for my hip. Well, those are not good either, but I'm off of them completely now, 100%, thank goodness. Helped my body recover. But again, on the front of those drugs, we do know now with more studies that osteoporosis, C. diff, and some mental dementia will be more aggressive within us if we take those drugs continuously. But finding the partner who can help you to manage this is important. And, you know, they can do work to see what level of damage is happening. Are you close to Barrett's esophagus? And the other thing is, there are reasons why we have a loose sphincter that allows acid to spill up in the esophagus that can be addressed with natural methods. I will say 70% of the time. 30% of the time, ain't nothing going to work except shutting that acid off like you speak about. So that's very good information.
There's nothing wrong with trying to do it naturally.
Yep. As long as you have a system to accommodate and to evaluate, is what you're doing working, whether it's my system or your system, you just don't do it with just hope. You do it with some positive, good, accurate feedback with professionals who can help you like yourself. We are doing Caecilia is a posture little machine that you purchase at Nutrition World, and we have this doctor who's been coming down for 5 years from Chicago, and it is amazing for back pain, shoulder pain, but also for posture. And we're under nutritionw.com under events, you can go down and scroll and see and sign up for the Caecilia Pain Relief. And I want to make it real quick here. I did an article and a little post on Delta 8 and Delta 9. These are CBD products. And I want to make real clear information on that. It's very confusing. It's now being sold everywhere like CBD products have. Very, very worried about the purity of many of these products. Mold, toxins, solvents that are unnatural methods are being used on many of these. And Nutrition World has only one brand that I know and I trust fully. But let me tell you, Delta 8 is... And I'm going to kind of say this. First, be careful with both. We keep them behind the counter. We do not put them out for people to pick up and purchase. We educate people before they do it. Delta 8 is a very calming type of CBD that if done properly, you can still function, you can still work, you can still think clearly. Delta 9 is not. It has the psychogenic effects of THC, and you will be tested positive for both of those compounds. Delta 9 is what I'm using now instead of pain medication for my hip at night. I do a half of a gummy. If you ever do these, start with a quarter of a gummy. Too much is really too much, and you should never drive a car with Delta 9.
So they should not start with two.
Like I did the very first time, and I was a zombie
but
for
10
hours.
What a good story it was.
It was awful.
Well, at least you experienced it. You can tell them from your own experience.
Oh,
don't do it.
Oh, I can.
As Gleason said, you can think about it, but don't do it. I'm smoking the bandit. Buford T. Justice.
That's funny. Hey, it is time to take a break. When we come back, I got a few words, and I want to hear your impact or input on COVID and what's going on with, you know, your office. And is it staying the same, going up or going down? So more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know.
a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Maddie Chemistry. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Maddie Chemistry. And we call her Medichemist D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation. And we call her Medichemist D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I want to say real quickly, I try to, you know, I'm trying to stay up on all avenues of different conversations with health. But EMFs, electromagnetic fields, have certainly been brought to a little bit more attention for me because I know it is affecting us in negative ways. It also is imperative for our world to have EMS, or we would be back in the caves and the jungle. So it's one of those balancing acts. And again, I say at night when
and
you sleep.
And they occur naturally anyway.
And they occur somewhat naturally, but nothing to the degree that a cell phone puts out.
True.
Or a cell tower. And again, when I test my little meter down Gumbel Road, it is about 500 times over what the government says is healthy, but nobody speaks of it. Nobody has one word. I have a great friend, a true blue friend, has brought this to my attention. And I want to say there, I saw in a Tennessee Conservative magazine by Jason Vaughn, he says Chattanooga is one of only two cities that has now agreed to pioneer for adopting new technology as part of a World Economic Forum. And that means we're going to be even further deeply into this EMF issue. It is addressable. It is, if we do the right steps, we can make this work on a modestly decent level for most people, but being unaware is not the answer. And I want to keep educating people to, at night when you sleep, put everything 5 feet away from your bed. I know you have a hard time with that because you're on call, but still,
as I was Friday night again.
But there are cell phone cases that can help reduce that, like the one that I'm got here right here in front of me,
like the one I keep forgetting to buy,
the one you keep forgetting.
Yeah.
To buy, that's called Safe Sleeve. Every little bit helps. You know,
I'm still willing to do that. Just put it there at night. I just keep forgetting. And tell me if I'm right. I'm no engineer. Doesn't every, like, moving electrical current, such as, say, a power line, create an electromagnetic field?
All of them do.
Yeah.
Everyone.
I mean, it's that simple. It doesn't take much.
It doesn't take much. And, you know, most of the things only emit at 3 to 4 feet. It drops significantly after about 5 feet. Now, if you're in a place that is inundated or you're near a cell phone tower, it's not going to do that. But it's an interesting thing, and it's causing a lot of disturbances, from mental anxiety, epilepsy, triggers down the list.
You know, I wonder if they make any building materials now where the wall actually, since you've got the wires behind the wall, if it shields the occupants.
Well, I have paint that you can purchase for, now we don't sell it, but $200 for a gallon, and it blocks all the EMFs, or most of them, from behind the walls.
Wow, that's a bit expensive.
I've mentioned this
not
before.
Sherwin-Williams.
Not Sherwin-Williams, no. But I did, and I've mentioned this before, because of the nutty nature that I am, I do wear, probably most of the time, I wear an underwear that is silver-lined called Lambs.
I just wrap my head in aluminum foil, Ed.
I know you
it
did.
Works well for me.
Well, when you're
and
not.
And it looks stylish as well.
Well, you need all the help you can get. So
crack me up.
But this Lambs thing, you know, it's just an interesting little concept. And again, I'll say this, when I flew to Missouri didn't realize that silver lined underwear would set off every alarm at TSA.
Oh, my
And it was
goodness.
Quite the experience. He said, you set off every single alarm we have. We have to really check you. And boy, did they really check me. Oh, my God.
So how was your prostate, Ed? Was it healthy?
Yeah, I know. Exactly. He said I need a little bit of manscaping down there, but other than that, I was all right.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. You know, they years and years ago, somehow I got on a watch list, and gosh, right after 9/11, and I got physically searched at the Chattanooga airport. Mm-hmm. I'd already been searched once, made it almost to the tarmac, and they did it again in the middle of the space there. And I looked down there at the guy, and he had my pants open, and I said, "Sir, no one has ever done this to me before. Do I owe you any money?" And I thought I'm being funny. He looked at me, he goes, "I can detain you overnight without cause, sir." And I went, continue.
Yes.
You know, but that was a weird time after 9/11. But
yeah.
Wow, I was saying that was a new experience for me, and I did not have on silver lined underwear.
Well, I will never wear them again.
Thankfully, I had on underwear.
Yeah, I may go without underwear just out of overreaction next time.
I'm sorry, people, when we get into these little side tangents, but hopefully you're laughing as much as we are.
I do want to say that we're going to make a big push for helping people, again, be educated on pet food. Chai Holistic Veterinarian, I'm actually meeting Dr. Colleen Smith soon to do more partnerships. She had a lady who had a dog with cancer and that had been to other vets. The other vet has said this dog has 2 months to live. She goes to Chai. Chai does some wonderful advice and says, you need to change the diet completely to real food, not kibble. Kibble, dry food, is not healthy for any pet. So Nutrition World sells real food, raw food, these foods, all packaged for your pet. Well, she did an Instagram video. She happened to be in the store about 2 weeks ago, and one of my people who are there that can post things did a video. It was about a minute long, and she said, "You know what? My dog was told 2 months to live. It's now a year. And still doing well, and the tumors are shrinking, and this bought us time." And it was a heartbreak story almost, but the dog's doing great still.
You know, I don't have a pet right now, but my kids do. So I'm curious, though. You see the TV commercials for the all-natural, the healthy, and I don't know the names because I don't have a dog right now, but how do these, you know, some of the onlines that say they are super healthy for your pet, they're all natural, it's real meat, all this stuff, compared to what you sell?
There's no comparison. You know, many things in the human stuff, we could say, okay, it's 20% less than what we sell. No, this is radically different. They are exaggerating the claims to a point of not being truthful, and they have a lot more flexibility with words that are not accurate and not legal that they can use. And the packaging of pet food is phenomenal. It's like an artist has put it together, so you have an emotional feeling that you're doing great stuff. But again, it's just like the baby formula whole propaganda, you know. And I said this last week, the baby formula lobbyist and legislation is mafia. It really is. It would be like Chevrolet and Ford getting together and paying the massive amount of money to a lobbyist to say the only two automobiles that can be purchased in this country is Chevrolet and Ford. Sorry, no one else can make one that's safe. That's what they have done with baby formula. You cannot import one single company's baby formula from all of the rest of the world. They're not stupid over there in Germany and Australia and other places, but there's a law that says you can't sell it here. You cannot, nobody can start a company in the United States and sell baby formula. Thirdly, we at Nutrition World have the option for people who want healthier versions. That is, you have to put together 12 ingredients. It costs about the same as formula does, about the same, but you have to do the work yourself.
It's based, where is this information?
We have it completely at Nutrition World, where we give it out to people when
they
come in.
It's also on Earth Conscious Mama, probably.
We don't give the formula there because we like to be able to educate people when they come in. But I can tell you from about 3 years experience now, the amount of feedback we get from mothers who could not breastfeed or something was going on or wrong, who switched to this formula, the symptoms of gas and colic and skin and allergies, I mean, it is 100% working, not 80%.
And you know, it's a real problem right now just because Tennessee is one of the worst stocked states right now.
Yeah. Well, we're not trying to fill in for out of stock because that would look like we're taking advantage. We've been doing this 3 years. This is not new. But
I wasn't implying that. I'm just saying it's a shame that this state is hurt so bad.
Yes. And I, but my point is, we need to, it's upping my game to help educate the public that there are better choices. And the reason there's not is because of agendas again.
Look at that. We did the same thing at the start of COVID. You couldn't find what you normally did. So what did you do? You changed your lifestyle. We can learn from this. And so people are going to learn things that people have forgotten for 100 years.
And everyone who goes to the hospital who's having a baby, almost everyone gets a big box of formula sent to their house within the next 2 weeks. Just imagine if everyone who went to the hospital, I could send nutrients to for healing or something or inflammation. That wouldn't be fair. That doesn't work. It's an agenda that's hidden behind politics and propaganda. So I'm on the baby formula rampage right now.
Also, you know, if I heard correctly, Abbott repeatedly asked to open their plant up. They never found the salmonella there, if I understand correctly, and they begged to be allowed to open, and that plant still has not been allowed to open, and that is unconscionable. I don't understand why they're doing it, and they stockpiled it down at the border, at the southern border. There's so many questions with this as to where it happened, but do you think it was Abbott's fault, or do you think it was more of governmental restrictions shutting down the plant? Yeah. That's where I come from.
I think it is. I don't think it's their fault. And I'm not saying they're evil companies. I'm saying...
Well, they are a for-profit company. That's true. They get all over them for it. But gee, if they don't make a profit, they're not in business.
Yes. But the thing that gets me is the ingredients of baby formula is simply not natural. And they use synthetic everything. They're using like a chemical mixture that you would feed cattle that, okay, we're going to make the cattle bigger so we can, you know, just make it look like they're healthier because they're bigger. No, formulas are not healthy for children.
You know, and somebody brought to me a list of ingredients for formula when this was just starting weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And they said, hey, is this safe? Honestly, I've never made a formula. I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I looked at all the ingredients. I mean, one of them was Karo syrup. I remember that, but I don't remember all of them. But honestly, I've never made one. So, we got some learning to do if the shortage continues.
Yes, we do. And there are options. That's what we always try to make happen.
But that's nice that we're learning from it. I love the people that are proactive like you that have already done this. You have an option already available, and other people who are researching this and making the ingredients free. They're sharing it with the public. Good for them.
Well, and we are not going against the standard. What we're saying is there's a better choice. And I just want people to know that there are better choices out there. And so
I love choices.
Yep. And this comes from a 1980s data that was accepted by the government for a baby formula. This isn't something someone made up. Mount Capra is the name of the people who are putting all this together.
So there are studies behind this.
Absolutely.
Okay, so people really didn't believe us. They can go read the study.
Absolutely.
Nice.
And I want to make a point real quick of a book I've been listening to on Audible called Breath by James Nestor. And I kind of listen to it on Sundays when I'm at Panera. I just love this book because it has to do with why we have, as a society, have now so much sleep apnea, so much sinus problems, so many allergies, so much other issues. And a ton of it has to do with our breathing and why we have small mouths and too many teeth. And the whole thing goes back to history. This guy has done such a job of investigating the history of why we're falling apart on this area. And it comes from about three generations or many generations ago, we started eating soft processed food. Not all of it was lack of nutrition. It was the fact that we weren't chewing the way that all animals on this earth chewed from day one when we became on this earth. And what that's caused is crooked teeth, small jaws, sleep apnea, and improper breathing. And he has some options to help to address some of this in the book Breath. I encourage you to listen to it or read it. It is a life changer. It truly is. You know, I saw this study the other day that said they did blood samples of 22 healthy volunteers. And if you test for plastic, 77% of the people tested had plastic molecules, compounds within their blood.
So I drink from my plastic water bottle.
Exactly. And me too. I will say that and I'm not saying that I'm doing really great at this, but I probably only drink 2 water bottles a week. And the rest is going to be from my water filter, a carafe that I do at home that we sell at Nutrition World, or just better water out of a something else.
Yeah, I do purified water, 2 big glasses I keep in the office and go through at least 8 to 10 a day.
Yes.
Nowadays, I mean, you can really, it's hard to drink too much water. It really is. And it's so good for you, and we forget.
And back a few months ago, I did post.
But I don't want plastic.
No. I mean, they're saying actually that the amount of plastic we take in a period of, I think it was 6 months, the average human takes in the amount of plastic that would make a credit card. That's how much plastic we take in. So it's not minuscule amount. And guess what, people? That is what interferes with hormones, men's and women's hormones. So it's a phytoestrogen. It is a xenoestrogen. It does not good things. And so I'm encouraging people to kind of clean their act up on that a little bit more by getting a water filter. I like the carafe at Nutrition World. It's $62. It cleans the water. And, of course, you have to fill it up and, you know, to take, you know, pour it into something every day. But there are such good quality carrying water bottles out there now. We sell them at Nutrition World, too. But you can find good water containers that don't leach anything into it.
Well, that was my next question is, is all plastic created equal? I've never looked into it. Say a water bottle from Dasani, is that equivalent to a very quality insulated plastic permanent cup you would have?
No, there are different levels and there are better ways to make even plastic. The issue is when we don't know the history of this bottle sitting in front of us. If that Dasani bottle had been in a warehouse with heat for 4 months, it's going to have a whole lot of plastic in it. If it just was kept at room temperature, just been made and just delivered, probably has minuscule amounts. And so from, it's history.
Had a roommate once that worked in Savannah. He said they'll sit all these things out on the dock and just let them bake.
Oh, I bet they
sodas,
will.
Sodas, water, all these things.
Yes, yes. Hey, brother, it is time to take another break. When we come back, we'll be having your spiritual moment. More to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and looking forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Well, once again, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Today will be a little bit different. I did a devotional this week, read one that really touched me, and we have see so much division in the world today. And a wonderful, wonderful pastor, Pete Briscoe, sent a devotional and email, and I'm going to read it to you. In the early 70s, my parents were leading a church in Wisconsin that served 300 hardworking salt-of-the-earth Midwesterners. But there was a family whose older children didn't fit into the suit, tie, and Bible-carrying culture of Sunday mornings. So they started a Bible study at their house, and before they knew it, 200 hippies were gathering in their home. Soon enough, the hippies asked, "Well, when do we get to come to your church?" For one Sunday, attendance at our church nearly doubled. But it was a major culture clash as the tribal rules of our church had a head-on collision with those from the outside. Well, the church won. The next Sunday, only 20 hippies came. The third Sunday, only one showed up. One courageous soul came barefoot in holy jeans and sat cross-legged on the floor right in front of the platform. That young man stayed and attended membership class with those suit-clad members who gave him the cold shoulder. At the end of the class, as part of his membership requirements, he stood to share his story. "I didn't know Jesus until 2 months ago. I've got so much to learn. And one of the things I've learned is that I'm supposed to hang out with you people. I've read the Bible. I've got to love you. So I'm going to choose to love you, even though you have shown no love to me." Ouch. Then he asked, "Can I talk with someone about how we can do this better?" An older man stood up and invited the hippie to lunch. Together, they came up with a plan to build relationships between the two cultures. Tribal rules faded, divisions erased, invitations extended, isolation broken, and several pairs of bare feet graced the doors of our church once again. All because someone chose to show love where no love had been. All because someone chose to leave behind the tribal rules so the tribe could grow and be free and love as they all learn to dance in grace together. Galatians 3:26-28 says, "So in Christ Jesus you are all children of God through faith, clothed with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male or female, for you are all one." So as we see all the division in the world, people, do what Jesus said. Love one another, please. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend, as always. And, you know, I kind of remember back in the day someone saying, you know, there may be all different kind of lamps, but actually the light is all the same. And that certainly resonates with that. There was actually a study, but it's funny how you talked about light, or I did. And this had a thing about light deficiency is found now to be a common cause for fatigue. That means real light, true sunlight, connecting back to the magic of sunshine, which is magical. It can be also toxic, like everything on this earth, risk against benefit. But getting 10 to 15 minutes of direct sunlight in your eyes also, and when you have glasses on, especially any glasses, they're going to change the light spectrum. And it's best to actually take your glasses off and have at least 5 minutes, even if your eyes are closed, not staring at it, but being out in that sunlight.
Well, at least here we're going to have some good weather and sunlight. You need about 10 minutes a day for your vitamin D to convert.
Yep. That's right. That's all you need. But that's not going to work unless you have less clothes on. It won't work just on your face. But we're in a good place at this time of year, and we can certainly do that.
Honestly, you don't need a lot of body exposure, Ed. An arm out the window can do it.
That is could be helpful, yes.
Yes.
I do see enough blood work where sometimes I wonder if we've lost the ability to convert sunshine in some people because they seem to get sun, but then they seem to still have low numbers. But that's a kind of a mystery, like many things are.
You know, I did my physical this past week, and I think I forgot to tell my doc to put a vitamin D level. Dang
boy,
it.
Boy, you have to come to Nutrition World any Tuesday and get your blood work done. We do that, and the last Friday of the month, we had a blood testing 2 days ago, and they were packed. I mean, packed to come over there.
Well,
and
you might see us there.
We might, and we do B12 shots for people. In fact, there was a study on B12 and memory loss that was very impressive. That because B12 is not always easy to pick up on symptoms and or blood testing, and getting a shot can really tell you pretty quickly if you're deficient, because your results will be seen very usually within 1 to 2 shots if you are deficient, just with energy, sense of well-being. And lastly, I did say this about a month ago. You know, we sell things at the store. We actually have a new ginseng for women and their sexual needs. They make increases their sexual urges. Well, they did a study. It's on Facebook. I put it under Vital Health Radio. Was about 3 months.
You say ginseng?
Ginseng for women. It's a special one for women. Ginseng comes in different ways and manufacturers and plants, and you got to have the one for women, not the one for men.
Now, there's also maca root, right?
And then maca. Those are the two. But the thing I posted on Facebook had nothing to do with what we sell. It showed that apples eaten every day with the peeling on, hopefully organic because they're really heavily sprayed, has shown itself to also increase the sexual urges in women. Now, I think that's pretty dang cool because, we know, food
that's
is...
an issue people bring up, though, in the office a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, just throw out the apple thing every day and then maca and the women's ginseng, not the men's ginseng. You know what, brother? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.